fish.
Hey, that was one of the most popular signs we saw.
Where, what part of the country was that in?
That must have been in Arkansas, I think, through there. And I told the wife, well, dadgum, we just have to stop somewhere and get some of the White River catfish before we go home. Because we have to tell people we ate some of them. And the last meal we ate in that country, we asked for them. They didn't have any.
Yeah. Talking about cornbread, have you ever heard, what is it, Johnny Cake? Haven't heard that used in this area. Let's see. Spoon bread, ever heard of that?
No. Mm-hmm. Well, what is it?
It's a type of cornbread that's usually made in a deep dish, and it's rather soft. Consistency, almost like mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. That's why I call it spoon bread. You can just spoon it out.
Oh, no, I don't remember ever hearing about it.
Mm-hmm. Any other types of bread that are popular in this area besides cornbread?
No, other than our wheat bread. Mm-hmm. Of course, that was, in my days, that was homemade bread. It was all, I remember when the first bakery came over here, Mr. Rath, R-A-T-H. He came from Germany, settled in Castroville or San Antonio first as a bachelor. Came over here and opened up a bakery. And Rath's bakery just closed here a couple of years ago. It's been for half a century. And I know we kids, when Papa and Mama went to town to buy groceries, horse and buggy, we'd have to stay at home. And we'd know just about the time they were supposed to come back, sometime between 12 and 1, 2 o'clock, you know. We'd walk down a half a mile to the gate and wait for them, because for two reasons. One reason, in those days, all the businessmen, grocery people, they give you pallon, as they call it. Mm. In other words, if you bought groceries, they give you a bag of candy, you know. And candy was something for kids in those days. And we knew we'd wait down the gate when parents come from town, they'd open that candy bag and give us each piece of candy. And then we couldn't wait for dinner to come because they'd buy baker's bread. And baker's bread was just about like eating cake to us, see? It's something, a variation.
Right.
But, all the bread we used at home was always baked, homemade bread.
A lot of people tell me this, that...
Oh, leave it longer. Leave it longer. Leave it in the hour.
Keep adding a little water all the time?
Yeah, gotta add water so don't.
A lot of people tell me that to them, basically, there are just two types of bread. There's the type you bake at home, you call that homemade bread, and the type you buy at the store. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard any other particular term for bread bought at the store other than baker's bread?
No, I don't know that I have.
You ever heard anybody say store-bought bread or bought bread?
Well, bought bread, yeah.
Bought bread?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But bought bread is still baker's bread to me.
Are there any
talk about your bought bread or baker's bread. Castroville used to have a bread we'd stop by there when it comes from San Antonio, usually buy. I call it cardwood. You know, cardwood is chopped 4 foot lengths.
All right.
They had a loaf of bread that long.
Hmm.
About that big round. And I mean, it was good bread. And I believe they still bake them over there.
Mm-hmm.